somebody. Help! Not just anybody. Help! You know I need someone. Help! When I was younger, so much younger than today, I never needed anybody's help in any way. But now these days are gone, I'm not so self-assured. I change my mind and open up the doors. Help me if you can, I'm feeling down, and I do appreciate you being round. Help me get my feet back on the ground. Won't you please, please help me? And now my life has changed in oh so many.
Just give me some truth. No short head, yellow belly, son of tricky. All right, 1,000 points of light, WMFO, Don't Let Me Down. So one of the criticisms of the movie Get Back was that we heard multiple versions of the same song, and people didn't really have the patience for it. But I think what gets lost by a lot of people when they see something like this is that this is part of the process. You get to see the process of working through some of these songs. You get to see these artists as real people. You see them get frustrated. That's why there's so much other music being played, not just during my show, but of course my show, I'm playing from the songs that they played in the actual film Get Back. So when they get frustrated, they would go on and play other songs, Ray Charles, some of their other stuff that they were working on, which would eventually become on or make an appearance on their solo records, which is the Give Me Some Truth that we heard from John Lennon's Imagine two songs ago. And you know, it's just kind of like that's how they work through things. And there were many, many versions of Don't Let Me Down. And we just played the final one with Billy Preston. Prior to that, Give Me Some Truth, as I mentioned. And then we heard Help. And then it was Strawberry Fields Forever from the Magical Mystery Tour. 1,000 Points of Light, 91.5 Medford. Thanks for joining me here. We're a little bit past 9 o'clock. I'm here with you till 10. Thanks for joining me. More stuff coming up, including this from Elvis Presley, Blue Suede Shoes. As everybody knows, the Beatles were much influenced by the stuff from the 50s. Elvis, I think, is one of the artists who turned the Beatles on to rock music, and this is one of the tracks that was important to them. Blue Suede Shoes, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO. Ah, there it is.
Well, it's one for the money, two for the show, three to get ready, now go, cat, go, but don't you step on my blue suede shoe. Well, you can do anything but take me over my blue suede shoe. Well, you can knock me down, step in my face, slander my name all over the place. Well, do anything that you want to do, but not, honey, lay off them shoes. And don't you step on my blue suede shoe. Well, you can do anything but take me over my blue suede shoes. Let's go, cat! Burn my house, steal my car, drink my liquor from an old fruit jar. Well, do anything that you wanna do, but honey, lay off of my shoes and don't you step on my blue suede shoes. Well, you can do anything but lay over my blue suede shoes. Rock it! For the money, two for the show, three to get ready. Now go, 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 but don't you step on my blue suede shoes. Well, you can do anything but take the help of my blue suede shoes. Well, it's blue, blue, blue suede shoes. Blue, blue, blue suede shoes. Yeah! Blue, blue, blue suede shoes, baby. Blue, blue, blue suede shoes. Well, you can do anything but take hold of my blue suede shoes.
With another man, that's the end, little girl. Let this be a sermon, I mean everything I said. Baby, I'm determined. For your life if you can, little girl. Hide your head in the sand, little girl. I'll catch you with another man. That's the end, little girl. I'd rather see you dead, little girl, than to be with another man. You better keep your head, little girl, or you won't know where I am. You better run for your life if you can, little girl. With another man, that's the end, little girl.
got my woman, I feel love. You've been so good to me. You know you make me wanna
shout,
lift my hands.
In an octopus's garden in the shade, he'd let us in, knows where we've been, in his octopus's garden in the shade. I'd ask my friends to come and see an octopus's garden with me. I'd like to be under the sea, in an octopus's garden, in the shade. We would be warm, below the storm, in our little hideaway beneath the waves. Resting our head on the seabed, in an octopus's garden, near a cave. In an octopus's garden in the shade. Swim about the coral that lies beneath the waves. Oh, what joy for every girl and boy, knowing they're happy and they're safe. We would be so happy, you and me. No one there to tell us what to do. I'd like to be the sea, in an octopus's garden with you. In an octopus's garden with you. In an octopus's garden with you.
All right, very nice. Ringo Starr, otherwise known as Richard Starkey, with Octopus's Garden. So that was a funny thing. In the last episode, he was on there like tinkling around with a piano. I mean, first of all, it's hilarious how these guys they come in and they show up in the studio like it's a regular day at work. Like they're there in the morning, they're having their tea, they've got like a tray with like toast on it. Every morning it seems that they were doing this. And then they break for lunch. Like no one's like powering through, like, you know, and doing like marathon studio sessions. They've got their own studio. There's nobody like watching the clock. No one's, you know, like behind them, pushing them along. They did have a deadline, but it was, you know, still their studio. They can do what they want with it. Then they would come back and then they would leave it. Like, you know, it seemed like they were leaving at a normal time. I mean, you couldn't see outside, but you figure it seemed like it was like 6 o'clock or five even. So it's not like they were burning the candle at both ends, really. It's just interesting. So Ringo Starr comes in and he's like tinkling around with the piano by himself. And then like George Harrison, and it turns out to be the basis of Octopus's Garden. And then George Harrison comes over with the guitar and he's like helping him along with the song and everything. And, you know, and then John Lennon comes in. It's great to see that kind of thing kind of happen. And like Lennon is sort of looking, and I don't know if he had any real ideas. It was more like Ringo and George Harrison. And it was just a cool moment. And that's sort of why that song got in there. We heard the Isley Brothers version of Shout, parts 1 and 2. It's like, you know, when I was a kid in college, that song was big. And I, you know, I had so much angst when I was in my like late teens, early 20s. And yet I loved hearing that, like drunk at a bar and whatever. But anyway, Run for Your Life from Rubber Soul, the only track from Rubber Soul that that we heard on Get Back, Elvis Presley's Blue Suede Shoes. Started things off, 91.5 Medford. Happy New Year. Thanks for coming. Thanks for visiting. Thanks for listening. And let's continue on with another track from Let It Be Naked. This one is, you know, it's funny. The track listing from Let It Be Naked, of course, it's the original recordings of these sessions that are that the film is based on. So some of the tracks on the final Let It Be didn't actually make it onto Let It Be Naked because they're different. The line or the track listing is different, or the final versions that would be were to be included were also different. But we're going to hear I, Me, Mine from Let It Be Naked, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO.
Everyone's weaving it, coming on strong all the time. think I'm gonna cry. Bye bye, love. Bye bye, sweet caress. Hello, emptiness. I feel like I could die. Bye bye, my love. Goodbye. There goes my baby with someone new. She sure looks happy. I sure am blue. Was my baby till he stepped in. Goodbye to romance that might have been. Bye bye, love. Bye bye, happiness. Hello, loneliness. I think I'm gonna cry. Bye bye, love. Bye bye, sweet caress. Hello, emptiness. I feel like I could die. Bye-bye, my love, goodbye. I'm through with romance. I'm through with love. I'm through with counting the stars above. And here's the reason that I'm so free. My loving baby is through with me. Gonna cry. Bye bye, love. Bye bye, sweet caress. Hello, emptiness. I feel like I could die. Bye bye, my love. Goodbye. Bye bye, my love. Goodbye. Bye bye, my love.
Shoot! Yeah. 2 pounds 10 a week, that was my pay.
1,000 points of light. Yeah, those little snippets, you gotta get those in there. That's Maggie May from Let It Be. 1,000 points of light, WMFO. Before that, The Backseat of My Car, and we heard a fragment of that from in the actual film Get Back. That one's credited to Paul and Linda McCartney, and from his debut solo record Ram. Prior to that, The Beatles' Old Brown Shoe, the Everly Brothers' Bye Bye Love, and then we started things off with The Beatles' Polythene Pam, which is another track taken from Abbey Road, sort of that medley in the end there. 1,000 points of light, WMFO, and actually, no, I think that was kind of an extended set. Maybe I lost track of it. I think I Me Mine started things off from Let It Be Naked. 91.5 Medford, 1,000 points of light. I'm just getting lost in like a Beatles maniac moment here. It's like 20 of 10 already. I can't believe it. Anyway, so I just wanted to say this one thing. Speaking of Linda McCartney, so, you know, what's funny is that in the Let It Be film, people saw it and they saw Michael Lindsay Hogg's cut, and with like Yoko sort of in every scene, sort of like just kind of like looking ghost-like, really not doing or saying anything, but just being there. People assume that she broke up the Beatles, or it's almost like a trope to like blame the chick for breaking up the band. Clearly, it's like because of George Harrison, and he wanted like his own thing. He was sort of tired of having his songs be second rate. He wanted to be out on his own. In fact, there's a pivotal moment in the film where he wanted to put out a whole album of his material, just his whole. Just a whole record of his stuff, which he says to John Lennon, and I still was thinking about that, because, you know, Linda McCartney was there, Yoko Ono also there, Paul and Linda's child, their daughter, also there, sometimes. But in the film, you get to see that these people have family lives. Ringo Starr's wife makes an appearance. I don't know if George Harrison, maybe he wasn't married at the time, something was going on, I can't remember. But they all had their families there. And it wasn't just Yoko, but she wasn't every time John Lennon was there. Most of the time, she was like sitting next to him, or it was kind of weird. She didn't really say or do anything. There were a couple like weird moments. You know, there's that one period where like George Harrison is not in the band anymore, and they're just kind of tooling around in the studio, and she sings like one of those weird noisy freakouts with Paul and John backing her up. That's I'm not sure that's something we'll be hearing. Although I did play that on a previous. That was part of like a 1971 series of shows that I had. Yeah, I don't know if we'll be hearing that again. Anyway, so I just wanted to mention that about, you know, who broke up the Beatles. Clearly it wasn't Yoko. Anyway, all right, up next, what do we got? It's going to be this from Bill Haley and the Comets, Shake, Rattle, and Roll, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO.
Money go. I said, shake, rattle and roll. Oh, darling, if you leave me, I'll never make it alone. Believe me when I tell you, I'll never do you no harm.
Believe me, darling, when you told me you didn't need me anymore, well, you know I nearly fell down and cried. When you told me you
Alright, 1000 Points of Light, WMFO, and that's Please Please Me from the record of the same name. Prior to that, Oh Darling from Abbey Road, it was Canned Heat with Going Up the Country. Four Tops, Reach Out, I'll Be There, starting off the set. It was Bill Haley and the Comets, Shake, Rattle, and Roll, starting off the set. 1000 Points of Light, 91.5 Medford. This has been part one of our series devoted to the Beatles' Get Back documentary. So much material in there. It's just been a very rich experience, and just to see their process, and it's amazing to see them like having conversations. You're kind of listening in. You're like in the, you know, you're like a invisible person, or you're in the wall or something, kind of listening to them talk through everything, and it's just fascinating stuff. And it's amazing that they were able to be. Eventually, it seems they got relaxed, and the cameras were always rolling, and it seems like they were so. They're a little like self-conscious at first and maybe unsure about the whole idea, you know, creating this TV special and a live version of the performance and everything. And then they sort of backed off that and everything was thrown into chaos and they figured it out in a few weeks. But it was kind of amazing to see that whole process. And you don't really get the feeling of that from the 2-hour original version, Let It Be. It was just kind of a all you saw was like a disintegration of a band, George Harrison leaving and Yoko Ono breaking up the band. It was just like, it was a completely different message. So it did need to be expanded, and now that we know more, thanks to Peter Jackson, I guess. Anyway, all right, so last track of the night is going to be this one, The Long and Winding Road. This is part one of a two-part series, so we'll be concluding this next Sunday. I will see you then on 1,000 Points of Light, 91.5 Medford.
The long and winding road. Disappear. I've seen that road before. It always leads me here. Lead me to your door. The wild and windy
long, long time ago.